I was just thinking of that. Let's pray. Lord God, open our hearts and minds by the power and presence of your Holy Spirit, that as this scripture is read and proclaimed, that we may be filled with incredible love, incredible hope, amazing peace. Lord God, may your word come through me or in spite of me. Thank you, Lord, for yet one more opportunity for us to try to get it right. Amen. The gospel reading is from St. Luke, and this is an amazing time of year because God's promises are revealed, especially in these first two chapters of Luke, and we're going to talk a lot about God's love, and it's really shared during this time, especially with Gabriel. So here are these words from the gospel according to St. Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. And you will name him Jesus, and he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." So I think about this time of year. I think about walking into a movie theater halfway through the movie. Now, hear me out. This isn't the medication I'm on for my cold. It's weird because you really don't know the characters. You weren't able to fully develop who they are, and you just kind of saw them there, but you really weren't sure why or what the purpose of this or that was doing. And so the show is a little more obscured. Or how about this? Trying to understand the whole book by reading the introduction and then the conclusion. And trying to figure out, well, what's in the middle. I did that once in school. And for all you kids out there, it doesn't work. You see, we only have half of the story, whether it be a book, whether it be a movie, we come in halfway through, we don't know what was in between. So this morning, I wanted to start at the beginning. God created. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. We're not quite sure how it was done, except it was done in 6 days, and on the seventh day, God rested. There are many theories that attest to the creation story, the theory of Darwin and others. And those are just theories. But what we rest upon now is the fact that God created. And we were created in the image of God. Now, somewhere along the way, we corrupted that image. But for a while, we were made in the image of God. And we reflected God's love to all those around us. So let's fast forward a second. Let's go from the creation story to Jesus. And now we have this Jesus. And we hear all these platitudes. We hear that Jesus saves. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the reason for the season. But what does that really mean? Who is this Jesus? We sing a tune. He walks with us and talks with us and tells us we're his own. I can't sing that this morning. You want me to try, Chuck? And just kill the rest of the sermon. But we hear all these things. We have these little quips about what Jesus, who Jesus is. But we really don't have a clue unless we investigate further. And that reminds me of another story. According to the Gospel of St. John, a fellow by the name of Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a Pharisee who knew there was something special about Jesus. Who knew that Jesus was something special, but not quite sure. And so he went to meet Jesus by night because he didn't want anybody to know that he was investigating Jesus. And so he met up with Jesus, and Jesus said, and this is in John 3, read it tonight, and says, here's the deal, Nick. No one can be part of the kingdom unless you are born above, unless you are born again. Now, old Nicodemus thought about that, and he said, now, wait a minute. How can I be born again? I'm awfully old. I'm too old. And he says this specifically. Can I go back into my mother's womb? Absolutely not. Mary asked a similar question. Well, how can I be carrying a child? I'm a virgin. Both those questions are important because we only know half the answer. But what we have also, things that we can't describe, is the miracle of God's love in both of those discourses. Because God comes to us in an amazing way. No longer is God a theory or speculation. But in fact, as Angel Gabriel said, Jesus is the Son of God. No longer can Jesus be considered just a prophet or somebody with a whole lot of good things to say. Jesus is the Son of God, and we have to recognize that. We have to recognize this whole Christmas season is about celebrating the birth of Jesus. What if I told you, though, that as we celebrate Jesus' birth, we also celebrate our own? And you would say to me, preacher, did I hear you right? I was born in November. I was born in September. I was born in July. I was born in June. But it is true that because Jesus was born, overshadowed by the Holy Spirit, we have become one with our salvation. God assumed everything about us. And when Gabriel said to Mary, greetings, favored one, he is greeting us as well. God wants to know everything about you. God wants to know everything. God wants to love you completely. The good, the bad, and everything in between. That's because God is our God and wants us to be his children. In the 4th century, there was a fellow by the name of St. Gregory of Nazianzus who said, what has not been assumed has not been healed, and what is united with him, his divinity, that is saved. So when we celebrate the birth of Jesus, what we are celebrating is that we become one with this God who loves us so completely. For God overshadowed Mary with the power of the Holy Spirit. And at that moment, we became holy as God is holy. What was once hidden is now flesh and now dwells among us. That's the Jesus that we celebrate. That is the Jesus that saves us. We are loved. Every single aspect of us is loved. God loves us and assumes whatever we have done and whatever our presence is right now, God's love will never let us go. That's what this scripture is all about. That's what this whole season is all about. When When I was putting these words together and preaching, I thought this could be a revival. Fortunately for you, my voice is almost gone, and we're going to have to close this up. But the amazing thing about God's love is that it loves us whether we're sick, whether we're well. It loves us whether we're doing bad things or good things. God loves us even when we may not love God. And that's amazing. That is amazing. That separates this God that we, every other God that, and every other faith, that God loves us no matter where we find ourselves. Because of the birth of Jesus, we are reborn because we are loved. My favorite scripture is Romans 8, 36, 39. I open this often, and it talks of God's love. This love that is so deep that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things up or things below, nor anything else in all of God's creation will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. That is God's promise to us, that no matter what, I am going to be with you even to the end of the age. So, saints, Jesus is more than a word. It is more than a slogan. Jesus is more than a prophet, more than just the reason for the season. Jesus is our Savior. We are saved from being, from having to wonder about the presence of God because God is with us. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us far more than we deserve and redeeming us to live a life of hope, peace, and joy. Lord Jesus, as we gather here just a few weeks before we celebrate your birth, have us come to know you even more completely. Have us come to know the love that has no bounds that you have shared with us. Bless us with your presence. Bless us with your holiness. Cleanse us so that we may see you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.